33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. Like every other business or most government agencies, NASA is operating very differently compared to normal thanks to the coronavirus. But stay at home, NASA? Well, maybe not so much. There's a launch planned for next month that's supposed to send astronaut Chris Cassidy and two Russian cosmonauts to the International Space Station. That doesn't mean it's all systems go at Johnson Space Center in Houston. NASA is deemed essential, as are private space companies. Joining us now is Eric Berger. He is senior space editor at the tech site Ars Technica. Eric, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Thank you, David.
Let's first talk about this planned launch of astronauts to the space station. Is it still go, and how are planners addressing the risk of coronavirus?
It's definitely still a go. This launch will be for two cosmonauts and one NASA astronaut, and they are currently in quarantine in Star City and in just outside of Moscow. And I think this week they'll actually travel to the launch site in Baikonur, where they have a quarantine as well. And they have cut back. There's no media access for this launch. There's very limited family, and so they're taking all steps they can to minimize the coronavirus effects.
Is there a danger that you might actually be launched and have coronavirus? I suppose everyone's been tested, no?
Yeah, the astronauts and cosmonauts certainly will be tested probably multiple times before they go into space so that they don't introduce the virus up there. But they're also in quarantine and will be before the launch. So they'll be watching for it for sure.
I want to ask about the pandemic response plan that NASA has, which I was surprised to learn it did have in place. Johnson Space Center is at something called Stage 3. Is that right?
Yeah, there are four different stages, and they get progressively more restrictive. And Stage 3 is the second highest, and Stage 4, which Johnson Space Center is not at yet, is the highest.
And what does that mean, these different levels? What does it do as a practical matter?
Well, it starts out as encouraging telework and then mandates it. So Stage 3 is mandatory telework. And then actually on Stage 4, most of the facility actually closes. Now, Johnson Space Center will never entirely close because you've got flight controllers and flight directors who need to get into mission control to help fly the space station and maintain those activities. And that will continue basically no matter what.
So that's really where the critical action is. It's in maintaining that space station.
Yeah, each NASA center has different activities that are deemed mission critical or life-threatening. And for Houston, it is the maintenance of the space station.
Another thing I was surprised to learn, though, is that private space companies have also been deemed essential. We're talking about SpaceX, Blue Origin, and the like. What are you hearing about how they're changing what they're doing, and what does that mean to be classified as essential businesses?
Yeah, we're seeing a range of different activities, but basically if you do business for the U.S. government, and specifically if you're a launch company who has contracts for the Department of Defense, you are, deemed mission critical, and so you're going to continue at various levels of activity. For example, a local company in Austin, Firefly, is continuing their operations. And the way they're addressing is that they've gone from one shift to two shifts so that they have half the number of workers on one schedule and the other half on another schedule, and they clean the offices, between those shifts. And they're also encouraging teleworking, where possible. And so they're trying to address it, but they are continuing operations.
Let me raise a question that you have raised elsewhere, and it's being talked about in the space community quite a bit. Right now, there are a lot of people on lockdown. We're talking about the ripple effects, which are largely unknown in the economy. But it seems to me that it's not unlikely that several months from now, someone is going to be asking, wait a minute, with the economy in the tank, as many are predicting it will be, does it still make sense to be spending the kind of money that the United States is spending on going into space?
Yeah, it's an age-old question. I think there's two ways I would respond to that. First of all, all of the money that gets quote-unquote spent on space is actually spent here on Earth, and the vast majority of it is spent in the United States. And so if you're investing, in spaceflight activities, the programs that NASA is doing and the like, generally you're spending money on U.S. companies who are employing U.S. workers. So you could hit those programs, but that would have an effect on the economy in the sense that, you know, you would be employing fewer people. The other part of it I would say is, yes, there will be valid questions. The NASA's big human spaceflight program over the next 5 to 10 years was going to be this Artemis program to try and return men and women to the moon. They were requesting at least an additional $35 billion more for that over the next 5 years. And I have to believe that that money is really going to be on the chopping block as the government sort of gets out from underneath this and then tries to figure out how to pay its bills.
Watch this space. Eric Berger certainly is. He covers space for the website Ars Technica. Eric, thanks so much for spending a few minutes with us on the Texas Standard.
My pleasure, David.